Gentlemen, well, this is the day before the Great Wash, and remember those, you know, well, gave a fucking fine, well, I don't know, about 4 or 5 millimetre long, round the beard and moustache and shit, so that's really good. And gave a oh, I wonder if you can zoom in on the go. Yeah, the oh, fuck. Well, missed a few little bits. Not quite perfectly fucking even. But see. But, yeah, and I didn't use a fucking mirror either, so, you know, and I left the long back bit long, because I thought it's winter time and I don't like the cold wind on my neck, so a little bit of fur growing down there is a good thing. And see, I'm a fucking winner. I figure if I get 99 hairs out of 100 cut, you know, and it's all pretty neat and tidy, then that's a success, you know? So it's all, and all the dumb cunts go, oh, you didn't do a very good fucking job of it. Well, fuck, if I get 99 out of 100, I think it's a pretty fucking good job, you know? And, yeah, went out, this is something you get in Australia, right? Get these salad kits, you know. This is just to fucking eat on the run type stuff, because you can eat junk food. But in the back, in this brand at some community co, right, a salad kit. But in the back, they have those little crunchy sort of sprinkles. And they got dressing and everything. And you got to get them sort of pretty fresh, you know, because chopped vegetables and shit don't keep for long, you know. Or chopped moist vegetables don't last for long, even refrigerated. And they're fucking delicious. And this is one thing I, you know, there's the Wayne Dwyer said it was fucking exceptionally rare, but this is a copy of Zorba the Greek by Kazantzakis, Kazantzakis, forget how he said it, Kanastazakis or something, and things appear by magic in my life, and this book's been out of print for fucking a long time or something, and this is not a paperback, this is a hardcover copy, and it's in excellent condition. And it's called Zorba the Greek, and it was a guy who was abundantly filled with the, well, who was filled with the abundance of life, you know, and very positive, and everything was always good and stuff. And I thought, well, you probably got that from me. And yeah, I was gonna pull over in Western Bumfuckistan. At a truck stop, or it's a highway resting area, but oh, fuck. There's nothing. Oh, wow. That's what's blocking it. Just dropped it. That was a spare little cachet of neodymium magnets, and they're things you can put inside things to take metal particles out of solution, like in oils and stuff, you know. So you drill the end of the bloody drain plugs and fit one of those in, and you know, captures all the metal stuff, the fine ferritic fluids, the fine ferritic, you know, the fine ferrites in the fluid, you know. Yeah, big day. I got rear-ended by a fucking truck. Big one, you know. And pulled outside of a bakery. And a little bit after that, a big fucking, you know, big B-double type truck sort of thing. He pulled in behind me. I'm sitting in the cafe. He goes into the cafe, gets a pie or whatever, and walks between my car and his truck, and gets back up into the fucking cabin, and he goes to take off, and he goes fucking smack right in the back of a fucking car, you know. And the good thing about it is that the car's very light, and he only sort of hit it at sort of, you know, like a slow walking speed. And I gave the car a quick look over, and I couldn't see any form of structural deformation or damage or anything. I could see just a tiny little bit in the deck of the utility tray at the back, but that was just mainly nothing, you know what I mean? You'd have to be a real sharp-eyed person to pick it, and basically there's sort of no damage, but he just pushed my car forward about 5 or 6 feet, and so the front wheels are rolling because it's a rear-wheel drive, and the fucking rear wheels were kind of pushed and lifted, and being a differential, one wheel will spin freely, and the other one, the road is really old, and all the stones they're not sort of fucking bitey sort of. It's not a bitey sort of surface, it's smoothed and polished, you know what I mean? They're smoothed over, so they're wet. So there's absolutely no resistance from pushing the car forward. There's just a bit of a fucking knock from bloody accelerating it up to fucking, you know, halfway into a walking speed. So had a look at everything, and no damage, you know. Just a slight bit of a crinkle, but that's only a couple of millimetres up or down along a part of the flat tray itself, you know. But, you know, if I hadn't been sitting in the front of the bakery when it happened and seen it, you know, if I'd have been somewhere else and that had happened, I wouldn't have fucking known it had even happened, you know. You know, so did all the particulars and stuff, and I just thought, oh, the guy looks a bit on the fucking tired side. He's made a mistake. It wasn't intentional, you know what I mean? And you know, because I don't like being dishonest, you know, and so. You know, there's been one or two times in those really fucking tight Aldi car parks, you know, like they're like, they pack the cars in like sardines in a sardine tin, you know. And there's been one or two times where, you know, there's not much room to turn the car into the fucking car parking space, you know. And, you know, and the car parking space is really so fucking tight, there's hardly any room to open your doors, you know. And there's been one or two times where I've just sort of accidentally just sort of rubbed the bull bar against the side of another car and left a little grey mark on there, you know. And I'm sorry about that, you know. And you know, but I was really fuck Aldi, and they're really, really tight. There's just hardly even you know, they figure, well, in a space where you can, say, get 20 cars parked side by side sort of thing, they'll squeeze into, they'll cut out all that, they'll cut out, you know, 6 inches of room off each space and squeeze 21 cars in there sort of stuff, you know? And, very fucking tight, really, 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 you know, you've got to come out from as the tiniest little bit of space that you've got, you've got to come from right from the fucking outside, and, you got to come right from the fucking outside and turn as hard as you possibly can to get the car lined up so it goes in straight, you know what I mean? And that day sort of thing when it happened, I was so fucking tired. I was really hot, I was really fucking tired, and I gave it my best shot and I made a small error, you know? And I thought, I can't deal with this. And I'm too fucked, I can't deal with this. And so, you know, I just sort of snuck off, you know. So, you know, I think that's sort of, it's an unfortunate sort of thing, but I just couldn't deal with the fucking ramifications of everything, and it was a fucking hot day, and I was fucked, you know, and I had to get home, and a long drive home, and it was stinking hot, and all this sort of, you know, so I just left, you know, did my shopping and fucked off. Yeah, and I regret that, I really do. But, you know, that was... So when this truck driver did this thing, you know, I thought, well, you know, it wasn't intentional, he's just made a mistake, he looks quite tired, you know. And I can't find any genuine significant sort of damage to the car, you know, and just let it go, you know, saying we all have our little knocks and bumps and shit, you know what I mean, and he was quite sort of apologetic about it, you know, so, you know, just wish him well. So, you know, the little errors in life. Simple mistakes and no particular consequence, you know. And, yeah. So, you know, on the way home, I'm going to find a nice place to stop at. And, have a feed, take me meds, you know, my diabetes things and heart drugs, you know, and stuff, you know, yeah, I think God's got big jobs for me. There was a little dead possum back on the road. I'm just trying to sort of, sometimes when you know so much, it's really hard to retrieve information sometimes, you know. There's this thing about, oh, the poor little possum, oh, you know. And, you know, lying dead on the road, you know. There's their little tree, fuck. They're a little tree inhabiting marsupials. That means they raise their young in a pouch, you know? And, you know, this is the thing about life. Everything is food for something else, you know? So going, oh, the poor little possum, I'm not sure if they're vegetarian, like they just eat vegetables and shit, or they actually eat, that they're sort of omnivorous, that they actually sort of eat sort of meaty little things like grubs and bits and pieces, you know. But you know, and I can say, oh, the poor little possums, oh, you know, but, and I can go, oh, the poor little flowers that it ate, you know, and, oh, the poor pollen that it fucking licked up, and, oh, the poor fucking this and all that, you know, that, so the possum's in there feeding its face, you know, keeping itself alive, and, you know, and then there's every time, you know, there's a bit of roadkill, there's all the meat-eating ants that fucking hover, they just swarm everything and get into it, you know what I mean? And then there's the crows, and then there's other animals that eat meat, you know. So that's the circle of life, you know. You know, and the trees and the plants that the possums eat, well, they feed off all the nutritional shit in the ground that, you know, like from possum shit, you know, and all this other sort of bird shit, and everything going back into compost and minerals and all this stuff, in the, you know, funguses and molds and worms and all sorts of things in the soil, you know, so the possums eat all the stuff up in the trees. And the trees feed off all the shit that lands on the ground, you know, a circle of life. Yeah, so I was, I think just shit happens, you know. And what's the value of death, you know, whether it was a accidental death or whether it was an unnecessary death or whether it's just shit just happens, you know. It's part of the circle of life. So, yeah. So anyway, I've had my hair cut and did the beard, you know. And I figured that I can use my electric razor thing once a month, the electric clippers, just sort of once a month, just do the hair, do the beard, or every two weeks, you know, do the hair, do the beard, or maybe do the hair once a month, do the beard every 2 weeks, you know. But it feels nice to have actually groomed myself, you know. And yeah. Oh. So I'm waiting for a good stop where I can park and get out of the wind Like, it's not a savagely, it's not a savage wind by any means, but I'd call it a stiff sort of a breeze. And it's not cold, but it's a little bit cool. So it's not good to sit around in it, you know. So if I can find a place with a fucking decent sort of a windbreak, I might be able to sit outside and read a few books, you know. Have some lunch, read a few books. And have a little bit of time out for myself. Australia, we got bloody a pharmaceutical benefits scheme, and you basically you get discount drugs, you know. You either get heavily discounted or you get brand name drugs, you know what I mean? Rather than paying, say, $30 for a packet of whatever, you get it for, say, $12 a packet, you know. Same shit, different wrapper, you know. And so it looks like there's a bit on the floodplains coming up. I'll stop there. But I'll have to start, I guess I'll be seeking some sponsorship and getting, because I'd like to start doing a row on all these fucking scumbag, fucking asshole feminist journalists, you know, and just outing them, you know. They are just toxic fucking, they're bad influences on society. They are unscrupulous cunts who just think it's good to sit there and skite and lie and bullshit and never be held accountable for anything, you know. And I think it's sort of time, you can't stop all sort of scandal mongering, but all these feminist fucking journalists are just lying fucking shitbags. That's all they are. I think cordially, I think, you know, for all the harm that they cause in society, they basically deserve, basically they deserve to be fucking exterminated by forfeiting their right to have a place in society when you're corroding the social structures from the inside out by lying to people, by misleading people and destroying society because you're a vindictive little cunt, you know. I think you forfeit your right to be a part of that society, you know. So, you know, misleading people and lying to them and telling them black is white and white is black, you know what I mean? So I'll start doing beat up jobs on these cunts.